Remarks of the President, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 29 October 1952.
Appreciate very much this fine turnout here this morning. I've been greeted by crowds like this all over this great nation, even though I'm not a candidate for office in this campaign. I've made more than 180 appearances since I set out on these campaign trips this fall. And every day the mail pouch from Washington has brought my regular work to me as President of the United States. I do the same amount of work as if I were sitting at the desk in Washington and do this on the side. So I've done a lot of extra work in speech making for a man who's not running for office. But I'll tell you why. I'm working so hard in this campaign because I consider the election that takes place next Tuesday the most important one this country's had since Civil War. I'm doing everything in my power to see that the people of this country understand what the stake is in this election. I've been in the White House for 7 years now, in one of the most difficult periods in the history of the country. We've had to face up to the task of keeping our economy sound and strong and of avoiding the depression that has followed every war in the past. We have succeeded in that task. We've had to face up to new threat of aggression from abroad. At a time when our people were still recovering from the great sacrifices of the Second World War, we have had to mobilize our strength at home and give help to the other free nations of the world, and we have done just that. We have had to meet armed aggression by fighting in Korea, and we are fighting there so that we won't have to fight closer to home, so we won't have to fight in San Francisco or Wichita or Cedar Rapids. But our tasks are far from completed. We are still in danger. We have to bring this Korean conflict to an end without appeasement and without bringing on a general war. I believe we're going to do just that. But we won't succeed if we turn the Congress over to the isolationists who don't see our danger, and the White House over to a man whose professional training is for war. We need courageous, far-sighted leadership to continue our fight for lasting prosperity at home and security and peace throughout the world. All I ask is that before the people of this country cast their ballots on next Tuesday, they look at the records of both parties and both candidates so they can choose the right leaders for the four tough years that are ahead of us. We cannot trust the Republican Party to keep the country prosperous. I don't believe the farmers of this country will put their trust in the old guard Republicans. These are the men who voted time after time to cripple rural electrification programs. Only this year, they voted for slashes in soil conservation funds and voted against price supports at 90% of parity. That's the record. Don't take my word for it. Read the record and convince yourselves that your friends are not in the Republican Party. I don't believe the workers of this. I don't believe the workers in this country will place their confidence in the old guard Republicans who put the Taft-Hartley Act on the statute books of the 80th Congress and voted against a bill that would increase Social Security payments this very year. I don't believe the housewives of this country will look to the old guard Republicans to protect their family pocketbooks. For the past 2 years, these men have been wrecking price controls with crippling amendments and budget slashes every time they get a chance. I don't believe the people of this country will rely upon statesmanship and vision of the old guard Republicans to keep us out of war. These are the men who have fought our efforts to strengthen the defenses of the free world against communism. They would lose us our allies. And we need allies for the purpose of preventing war and saving the lives of our own men. But you are the people who must make the decision. You owe it to yourselves to study the record and the issues. Find out which party has worked for the plain, everyday people all the time and has led the fight for world peace. If you do that, you will vote the straight Democratic ticket next Thursday. You will send Mulaney to Congress. You will elect Lovelace to be your new governor. And this great country of ours will go on to 4 years of good government under the leadership of Adlai Stevenson of Illinois.